we've got a lot of experienced players that have dealt with some, ups and downs, and we're just gonna have to, pull the young guys along, lead by example, our work ethic, and we've had successful seasons where we've lost more than 4 or 5 games. So you can't let, what the first 6 weeks determine your season. You gotta keep playing, and you gotta keep going out there each week and being a professional and getting better. And that's the only thing I know to do to try to get this thing moving in the right direction.
Welcome back to Patriots Preview. Mark Bertrand, Chris Gasper from our Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5. The Sports Hub, that's David Andrews, team captain, getting ready for a game today in Buffalo. Very important to the future of this season. We welcome in Bob Soucy, voice of the Patriots, to help set the scene for today's game. And he's brought to you by the Peterson School. The Peterson School has been teaching the trade since 1946, and they are at the forefront of today's changing world, offering remote learning and updated safe labs in Woburn, Westwood, and Worcester. And it is Foxborough where Bob Soucy is today, getting set to call this game. Hi, Bob. What's going on?
Hey, Beadle and Chris. It's Damp and Jury here. I would say that if the game were played here, the wind wouldn't be much of a factor. Freshly painted soccer lines and looking at Twitter feeds to see what it's like in Buffalo. And I did hear that the wind has died down there. And
it's actually
Buffalo
howling.
Except we now have a reporter on the scene who has checked in and said, that didn't remain the case.
I got a text message from Jim McBride of the Boston Globe. Who is in Orchard Park telling me that the wind is now howling. So it seems like conditions have shifted there, Bob.
Well, that's good to know. Jim is not prone to hyperbole, so that's
well, no, he's a writer. He's not one of those talk radio guys. He's a writer. So those especially those Globe writers, Bob, they stay above the fray. So they certainly would never succumb to hyperbole. No.
What
no
happens
way.
When they leave the Globe?
you become more prone to hyperbole.
Okay.
Sure. when they leave the Globe, I don't know. I mean, some of them have left the Globe for greener pastures. I mean, it happens. It happens.
Bob,
literally greener in your wallet pastures.
Well,
sure.
That's definitely not me. Bob, just sort of curious for your take on this game today in terms of the Patriots being able to run the football. We know that's what they do best offensively. When you look at early in the year, 3 out of the first 4 games, I think they average over 5 yards a carry. The last couple of weeks, it's okay over 4 yards a carry, but Buffalo's run defense has been susceptible. And with these weather conditions that we're all discussing, it would seem like running the football is the path to victory for the Patriots. Can they do it?
Yeah, Chris, I think you're right. The Bills gave up 249 yards rushing to Kansas City. Certainly the Titans ran well against them, although they did a very good job against Derrick Henry, which leads me to believe that Sean McDermott and Leslie Frazier are going to have their team about as well prepared as they can be. I don't think it's any secret to anybody, as you just stated, what the Patriots' path to victory today has to be. Certainly Cam Newton has struggled, as we've all talked about, and it has been well documented almost ad nauseum the last couple of weeks in the passing game. You look at the collection of wide receivers. You look at the tight end situation. So I think it's a kind of game, and Jim Louth and I were talking about this a little bit ago. This may be a game where maybe the Patriots line up offensively the way they did against Indianapolis in the Jonas Gray game. Now, they have used a third tackle as a tight end a couple of times this year to start games. But they may do it with Michael Owenu perhaps as that extra guy in place of a tight end or another big body on the end of the line almost throughout this game. And if you're the Bills, their defense, that's probably everything that they have been schooled on this week is stopping the run, being a lot better. And they've gotten people back, too. I think it's one of the things you got to be careful about with Buffalo's play defensively thus far in judging them to this point. They have really been beat up on that side of the ball. Matt Milano came back against the Jets. We know of his importance, the former Boston College player, and he didn't play a lot of snaps last week, but when he was on the field, it was a big impact and a positive way for Buffalo.
Hey, is it possible, Bob, that today, if Cam Newton does not play well, turns over the ball, that we're seeing Jared Stidham sooner than we did a week ago?
Yeah, I think it's possible. I think everything's possible, Beadle. You look at the situation. The Pats have lost 3 in a row. The Bills are 5-2 atop the division. I know a lot of people are talking about, with good reason, Bill's remarks to Charlie Weiss regarding this particular team and the cap situation and the lack of depth on the Patriots roster. But I thought there was something else that was said in that interview that was interesting, too. But, basically, this is a must-win game, the coach. And also the motivation. Admitting that, this is a game game where you can kind of turn things around with the playoffs in mind. I didn't think that I would even hear the head coach even go anywhere close to that at this point. And in my mind, I think, to borrow the words of Jim Morris Sr., playoffs? You know, look, this team's got to compete. They didn't compete last week in 60 minutes against the San Francisco 49ers. And, yeah, there is motivation to turn their season around today against the Bills. And it's, as Newton said, a must win. But to me, they just got to go out and compete. And I was surprised to hear even Bill give Charlie that leeway to even go near the fact that this is a game that, you know, could put them back in the playoff hunt.
All right, Bob, we're up against it. But let me just ask you this. You got your Bigelow tee with you today? All right, good to go.
I do. I've got, nice. Thanks to the fine folks from Bigelow Tee, a nice little care package here with my little tea boiling pot. And we're going to have that going all day.
All right. Very good. Looking forward to your call.
Zoe brought his coffee maker. Zoe's got a Mr. Coffee here that he found in the garage and brought in. That's been a nice asset too.
All right, very good. Thanks, Bob.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Speaking of Bigelow Tee, we'll get to who's hot and who's not, presented by Bigelow Tee, just minutes from now. Coming up next, the reset. In case you've missed anything in this show so far today, it's on the way on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.